Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, honey.
The fights that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste then. All this cunt now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick or I've now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt? Now giving you all of this what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing. Body grooming, nigga, I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little lamb bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Kelly. for? That's Kelly.
That's me.
Size, bitch.
Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that she is live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. When you enter the building, make sure you hashtag, I'm here for the motherfucking shit. What's going on Facebook? What's going on YouTube? What's going on Instagram 1? What's going on Instagram number 2, honey? We are live and back in the building, honey. This is another installment of Let's Talk Tuesdays, honey, where we're here to talk about everything that happened this past weekend in Philadelphia. Let's get silly in motherfucking Philadelphia, honey. Shout out to the icon, Jason Prodigy, the overall mother of the House of Prodigy, for having a fabulous event this weekend in Philadelphia. Shout out to all his sponsors, Black Radius, Philadelphia Gay Pride, honey. Shout out to all of y'all, honey, for definitely being in the building and being here for the shit, honey. Yes, I want to show y'all my, hold on, it's right here, honey. You know, hold on, let me get it out of my bag, honey. Some of my products, honey, okay? Shout out to Black Radiance, honey. Shout out to Black Radiance and all of they new cosmetics and things that they have for the girls and things of that nature that they gave me this weekend. It's a lot more that I have. I'm using the box with a bunch of all the other stuff to prop up my phone, but I have a lot more from Black Radiance, honey. So shout out to Black Radiance and all of their products that they gave out this weekend at the ball, and they were definitely touching the girls up if you need a little touch-up when it came to your makeup and stuff at the function this weekend, Miss Thing. How good is it to go to a ball, Miss Thing, and you don't have to be sweaty and all dewy and stuff? You can get you a touch-up and things of that nature, honey. So shout out to Black Radiance, honey. I love them over there, Black Radiance, honey. Yes, honey, yes, God, I love Black Radiance. So shout out to them as well. But we're here, we're going to get into all the madness and all the drama that happened this weekend. Congratulations to all the people that won the categories that they won this weekend. We're also going to talk about another thing that happened in Philadelphia. You know you girls, how you girls are, Miss Thing. When y'all send me stuff and I don't talk about it, y'all be feeling like I be being biased when it comes to certain things and I don't talk about anything. So we're going to talk about some of the things, some of the tea that was sent to me and things of that nature that also happened in Philadelphia. But I also want to tell y'all, don't forget, hold on, honey, hold on. I'm going to my windows, honey. Hold on, cause I got so many different windows, honey. Okay, oh here we go. I got it right here. Don't forget that May 26th, honey, in Washington D.C., the icon James Caan presents the greatest times of all. Okay, the greatest of all times, the 80s versus the 90s, May 26th in Washington, D.C. Realness Twister versus Sister is $500. Open to all open to all European runway for $500. Legendary performance for $500. Open to all legendary realness for $250. Open face for $250, $25 before 7, $30 after. The doors open up at 5, the ball starts at 7 o'clock, and that's in Washington, D.C. I will be in the building in Washington, D.C., so make sure that you're definitely in Washington, D.C. as well. And don't forget in June, honey, don't forget in June, the big, the bold, and the beautiful ball presented by myself and MC Deborah, honey, part 2, honey. It's going down here in New York. It's $35 all night, over $7,000 in cash that will be given out, and the cash is already in the motherfucking building. Tables are definitely already sold out, so for all you people that missed your table opportunity, I'm so sorry. And then 2 weekends after that, We're going to be in motherfucking Dallas, honey, okay? For Juneteenth weekend, hosted by Dallas Southern Pride, honey. They have T.S. Madison hosting, baby. They got so many different artists and things that's going to be performing. So make sure you're definitely down there in motherfucking Dallas, honey, because it's going down. Right after Memorial Day weekend, honey, you got the big, the bold, and the beautiful. Right after that, bitch, you got motherfucking Juneteenth in motherfucking Dallas. It's going down. Shout out to my motherfucking sister, the legendary Tati Chanel is on my motherfucking live. It's going down. Let me bring on my brister from another mother, honey. It's the legendary one herself. Y'all know who she is, Miss Thing. She's been around just as long as I've been around. Bitch, she's a little older than me and things of that nature, Miss Thing. But it's my legendary brister from another mother, honey. It's the legendary one herself, Jason Bridges. You're live on the airwaves with us, Jason.
Girl, I'm only older than you by a month. Don't do it.
Oh no! Actually, you're older than me by a month and 1 week. You're still older.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, Felicity? So let me say this to everybody that's on YouTube, okay? I mean, it's not YouTube. Sorry, YouTube. To everybody that's on Facebook, I know I have a lot of messages that is coming across on Facebook that people are hitting me up on Facebook. I cannot respond to any of your messages on Facebook because I am blocked, or I'm blocked on Facebook on my Kelly Harrison page. So if you're sending me a message on Facebook and you're seeing me just look at the message, I'm not being shady to you. I'm blocked until 3 days before my birthday. I'm blocked on Facebook. They blocked me, and I don't understand why they blocked me on Facebook, but I guess somebody reported the video because I posted it up, and they knew by me posting it up that it was going to be every place. They blocked me for posting up the video of News West beating up the date in the car, but as I see that the video is still on Facebook, but I got blocked. So I blocked on Facebook, so that's why. Hey, Jason. Hey, Felicity. That's why I can't comment back to anybody that is sending me messages on Facebook. I know a lot of people are sending me messages, but I'm blocked. So that's why I'm just looking at y'all messages. I'm not being shady, but I'll be unblocked 4 days before my birthday at the end of May. Okay? So I'm blocked on Facebook. You know, they do me dirty, honey. Yeah, you know they do me dirty, Instagram. YouTube, they do me dirty on Facebook. The girls report me and get me blocked. So before I get into the weekend, let me tell you something. Before I get into the weekend and talking about what happened this past weekend. So on Facebook, if anybody knows me, okay, for years I've been in the house of Mizrahi, for multiple years. I have never, ever once had a page on Facebook that had Kelly Mizrahi attached to it, okay? Never. Okay, my page always had, you know, Kelly Harrison, Kelly Hunter, or whatever it may be on my page. Okay, my page has never had Kelly Mizrahi on my page. So one of these mooks out here, one of these mooks, these witch doctors, Red Dragons, took it upon themselves to want to make a page that says Kelly Mizrahi and go around and attacking the girls and reading the girls. So before I get into what I'm going to say and who I'm going to read, I want to shout out to my legendary sister, the overall mother, Toya Ebony, okay, for not feeding into the drama and things that this fake profile was trying to start between myself and Toya, okay? Toya took it amongst herself to hit me up and screenshot it and send it to me and let me know, well, this is what was going on, this is what they was trying to do. And so I told her, you know, Toya, that's not me, I've never had a page. And she was like, okay, sis, whatever, I'm blocking them, work. She blocked them. She sent me the thing, I found the page, I put up a post on my page and let everybody know that it wasn't me and everything. And so one girl took it upon herself to want to make a post and make pictures of me, and then I came underneath there, underneath my straight page, and I commented underneath there, and I said, this is not me, I have never had a page named Kelly Mizrahi or whatever, you know. And she said, well, oh, if it's not you, I apologize or whatever. But still to this day, which that was Friday, today is now Tuesday, this ugly ass motherfucking troll, motherfucking Niambi, Miss Thang. I don't know what house she in. I don't know if she's still a prodigy, but this ugly ass Niambi wants to still have that motherfucking post up. Okay, when I told her that it wasn't me, she apologized, but she still has the post up. So since this ugly long motherfucking face gorilla, okay, wants to have the motherfucking post up, Miss Thing, why not open up Pandora's box and read this ugly motherfucking bitch, honey, okay? Motherfucking chin so long as the motherfucking sun, it looked like I'm got a motherfucking dick coming out her motherfucking neck. Why not? Because I told you it wasn't me, but you still got the motherfucking post up, bitch. And I told you it wasn't me, but you still got the post up. So why not read this long chin ass motherfucking nigga, Miss Thing, you know, okay? But, you know, I'm not going to read them too bad because, you know, when I start reading the girls that, you know, that are not mentally stable in the scene, Miss Thing, and then something happens with them, Miss Thing, you know, then you trolls and you trolls and you trash wants to come on my page and want to read me and all type of things when these girls do something with themselves. But then when they attack me and everybody attacks me, it's all right. But, you know, it is what it is. So as long as that ugly troll keeps that post up, I'm going to continue to read that ugly motherfucking troll, Miss Thing, bitch, because you got no motherfucking right. You talk about you going to have a picture of me and I look like a gorilla, Miss Thing. Yeah, I look like a gorilla, a cute gorilla at that, Miss Thing, bitch. But this bitch look like a motherfucking lizard, Miss Thing, with this long-ass motherfucking dick coming from her motherfucking neck, Miss Thing. Girl, honey, okay? Medicaid is paying for all type of surgeries. I think it's about time you need to go get you a face. You fam, get that chin broken down, honey. Get those jaws broken down. Get those cheeks taken down, Miss Thing. You know they're taking the silicone out, Miss Thing. Girl, I'm just saying, honey, okay? Oh, bitch, I'm here for the shit, Miss Thing, because she's still going to have the post up 5 days later. So, now to my next topic. Before I get into the ball. Yeah, so, y'all, I'm not playing with these bitches tonight. It's okay, so let's talk Tuesday. Let's tour. So someone took it upon... No. Before I go messy again, let me go in a positive direction before I go messy. So to everybody that's on Instagram and to everybody that's on Facebook and Twitter as well, they seen that I put up a picture yesterday with an Indian transgender girl, and I put a heart over their face because I did not ask them to take the picture. So I put a heart over the Indian transgender girl and her mother's face, and it also was a Caucasian transgender girl and her mother as well, and I put a heart over their face as well. It's on Facebook and it's on Instagram as well. I put a heart over their face because for the last 2 years, I've been going to the doctor's office, and everybody was, and a lot of people have been hitting me up and was like, oh, if you needed me to come with you to the doctor, I would have came with you to the doctor. It's not about me asking no one to come with me to the doctor, because if I want someone to come with me to the doctor, I have multiple people. I have a husband. I have kids. I have multiple different people that I can have go with me to the doctor. The whole purpose of the post was I've been going to the doctor for the last 2 years, and it's really sad that here in our black community, in our brown community, when the black girls and the Spanish girls go to the doctor, we go to the doctor with either a friend or someone like that. And I wish that it would be more family support. Like, I see these transgender girls going there with their mothers and their fathers and different people of their immediate family. That was the whole purpose of me taking that picture and putting that picture up. Not saying I needed somebody to go with me to the doctor. I didn't get people to go with me to the doctor. That's not a problem. It's about when these girls transition, they have their family, their mothers, and their fathers support them in different things of that nature. And when us black girls transition, we are thrown to the wolves by our family. You know, our family don't support us. And you wonder why the ratio of AIDS and HIV is continuing to rise, because you have no one there to support you. Your family disowns you when you tell tell them that you're here in this lifestyle. They don't want anything to do with you. That was the reason for me posting that picture. I can always have somebody go to the doctor with me. I got a slew of gay kids, 12 gay kids, a husband. I got 300 and something house kids, 75 of them here in New York, if I wanted somebody to go with me to the hospital. But the purpose of that picture was what I said. When it comes to our transgender girls and people telling you that they're gay, that they're lesbian or they're trans woman or trans men, us black people need to start supporting our children and stop throwing them to the wolves because you feel some type of way about it. So that was the reason for that post. Jason, how do you feel about that? Did you see that post?
I saw the post. I didn't understand it at first, so I'm glad you explained it. Because I didn't know why they were covered up, but I'm glad you explained it. And I totally agree. I was just having a conversation with somebody in my house, and I was listening. He was telling me his story, and I was just gagging because of what his family situation was when he came out. Because I didn't experience that with my mother, and I'm grateful for the mother that I had. But I totally agree, and with the rate of suicide with this generation of kids, they really do need somebody in their immediate family with them to support them and love them, because sometimes your gay family is just not going to be enough. And even though we have gay family, it's nothing like having your real family to support you.
It's nothing. Let me tell you something. Like, I have a slew of kids and everything, but it will be everything to be supported and know that your mother or your father is there in your corner and is your biggest cheerleader and cheering you on through your transition and walking you through your transition. It would be everything. It would be everything to know that. But, you know, it's not, bitch. Instead of them walking you through your transition, they walking you out the door because you told them that you was gay or you was a lesbian or you thinking about being a trans. And baby, instead of them walking you to the doctor's office, they walking you to the front door, bitch, telling you to get the fuck out their house.
Right.
I'm going to switch it up tonight. I'm going to go a little negative, then I'm going to go a little positive. I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to go back. So let me tell you motherfucking trolls something, honey. That's what I want to talk about. But if anybody wants to call in and want to comment on the first two things that we just discussed here, the phone number is 646-668-8783. You can definitely call in and press 1, and we can bring you on the line, and you can definitely hit on our two topics that we definitely did discuss here already. Okay? Y'all better get it while it's good, bitch, because we only here for Let's Talk Tuesdays is only here for 1 hour, honey, okay, bitch? I couldn't give y'all a show yesterday, bitch. I went to the hospital yesterday, baby, and they pulled my staples and my stitches out, bitch. A bitch was in motherfucking pain up in this, bitch. I couldn't give y'all a show yesterday, bitch, okay? Bitch, yes, sorry, okay? I'm going to give y'all a little negative. I'm going to give y'all a little positive, bitch, and I'm going to come back, okay? Bitch, that's right. Shout out to Jason, okay? So let me tell y'all something, okay? Yeah, when I was in Philadelphia on Saturday, you know, I don't have no problems with no one, okay, that does what I do, okay? I don't have no problems with Ahmaud Wiggins. I don't have no problems with T.S. Madison. I don't have no problems with my Judy on duty, motherfucking Lonnie B. I don't have no motherfucking problems with motherfucking Samantha James. I don't have no motherfucking problems with funky motherfucking Doniva, okay? I don't have no problems with nobody. So what anybody is going through on their end when they're beefing and doing what they're doing, that is on them. That has nothing to do with me. I am an entity of my own. I stand by myself. I am not on the side of anybody. I am not taking anybody's side. I'm not going to let one or the other come on my network and bash the other one. And when I go on their network, I'm not going to sit there while they bash the other one, because that is not me, bitch, okay? I wish, and I have, and I told this, and every time I get with any one of them, I tell them all that I wish that we can all come together and do something collective as a whole that will shut this shit the fuck down, because show that all of us can put together, bitch, will be groundbreaking for our fucking community, okay? Bitch, but no one can put their shit aside and just come through, bitch. Let me tell you something, bitch. I ain't gotta like you, bitch, for me and you to make money together, bitch. We gonna make motherfucking money together, bitch. I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. I ain't gotta like you, bitch. You in your dressing room, I'm in my dressing room, bitch. We headlining together, bitch. Let's get this motherfucking money, bitch, girl. And then after we get this money, it is what it is. Okay? So, I'm in Philadelphia this weekend, and when I come out the ball, I'm sitting there and I'm talking with Samantha James outside of the ball. She was saying a lot of things and doing a lot of things that, you know, if I was a messy bitch like you girls think that I am, I could have been turned my camera on and went live, you know, and got it on live, Miss Thing, and made, you know, views and all type of stuff. But I'm not that type of girl to do those type of things, Miss Thing, okay? So right before my Uber got ready to come, bitch, you know, I said, girl, okay, now get it together. We're going to do a quick little live because I'm about to get ready to get up out of here. She said, okay. We got on live. She said a couple of things, and myself and the legendary Marquise Prodigy was like, no, girl, we can't do that. Y'all seen it on the live. We can't do that type of stuff over here, baby. I don't know what y'all do over there on y'all live, but over here on this live, baby, we don't do health reads, and we don't do all of that. We don't do health reads over here. We do many reads, bitch, but health reads is definitely not one of the reads we do over here. I shut that down real quick, okay? So when I got home, I left and I got in the Uber and I went home. I seen that, you know, I know it's somebody that got a fake Snooky Tooky page out there and on Instagram, and they wanted to tag me in a post and read me and talk about if I was really here for her, you know, I would have took her home and all types of things of that nature. First of all, I had 15 minutes to get to Amtrak, which I was only about 6 minutes away from Amtrak, to get to my 1144 train so I could get back home to New York City, okay? I was getting on my train.
Wait, McKelly, where were you going to take her home to?
I don't know. But they said I was horrible for putting her on live. I should have took her home. I should have been a better friend to her. I just left her out there in the streets and all types of things. Bitch, girl, listen. I left the motherfucking ball, bitch, okay? The ball wasn't even over when I left the motherfucking ball. I left because I had to get my motherfucking ass the fuck home, bitch, okay? I was not missing my train for no motherfucking ball. I wasn't missing my train for motherfucking Samantha James. If I had a later train and the ball was over and I was still in Philadelphia, yes, I would have tried to make sure that she was all right and in a place where she needed to be at if I was there, and, you know, to be there longer. But I was not being there longer, and I wasn't missing my train, and the next train was at 5:14 in the morning, and I wasn't sitting in no Amtrak for 4.5 hours waiting for no motherfucking train. So I got my ass on my train. So for all you trolls that want to sit underneath these fake profiles and continue to read, bitch, grow some motherfucking balls and get a dick or get you a motherfucking clip, bitch, and come and say what the fuck's on your motherfucking mind in that motherfucking profile, bitch. Don't come at me, bitch, with all these other profiles and think I'm not gonna clap back at you, bitch, because I don't give a fuck about you, your grandmother with her one leg, your mother with her motherfucking cock eyes, bitch, and your dog that ain't got no motherfucking back legs, bitch, and it's up on some motherfucking stirrups, bitch. I don't give a fuck about none of you motherfucking bitches, because ain't none of you bitches put no food in my mouth, bitch, and don't put no clothes on my motherfucking back, bitch, and half of you bitches that sit behind these motherfucking fake profiles and all types of shit and say the shit you say and do the shit you do, Miss Thing, ain't gotta pop the piss in or the window to motherfucking throw it out. So who gave you the right to have a motherfucking opinion when you shouldn't even have an asshole to be shitting out since you think you here for the shit? But you ain't here for the shit when it comes to me, bitch, because if you really here for the shit, bitch, you come at me, bitch, because I'm gonna come at you bitches underneath my name and let you know how the fuck I feel about you. I don't need to make a fake profile to come at you. So when you're knocking my door, bitch, make sure you come, bitch, and you come with your real name and your real profile and real pictures. I will respect you more, bitch. But for you bitches to keep sitting up here with these fake profiles and you think you want to come at me, eat my motherfucking ass and suck my motherfucking lily, bitch. We got a caller. Welcome to the radio show, the legendary, the icon, the overall mother, Jason Prodigy, is on the airwaves with us. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful in yourself.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so happy to get Black Gay Pride in Philadelphia and done it over with. I can finally get some sleep. I just got my voice back this morning, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Like I said in the beginning of the show, I had a wonderful time. Shout out to Black Radius, honey, for all of the products they had in that bag. Bitch, that girl, I was gagging. That bag was heavier than my pocketbook coming back on the Amtrak, bitch. But I was not leaving the body there without my bag with my makeup, honey, okay? Y'all know makeup is expensive, but you girls that wear makeup, honey, okay? I was not leaving the body there, honey. But shout out to Black Radius.
So speaking of that, a lot of people didn't understand what was going on at the ball. So Black Radiance, I did a collaboration with them. So a lot of the products that you guys had received at the ball was stuff that I had my hands kind of involved in. And on top of that, Kelly, they are a really big fan of yours. So they did tell me that they want me to get your address because they're going to send you a PR package with some more makeup, some more products from the collection. It was the first time that I've ever seen a makeup company such as Black Radiance be present at a ball. And do, you know, free glam and give everybody makeup because they really want to, you know, make sure that people that are in the LGBTIQ community know about the line. They're excited because, you know, I'm somebody that's in ballroom, that's a prolific figure, and it's my collaboration. So I really wanted to make sure that everybody got the information out there. I will post on my Facebook page again. There's a special code. So if you go to blackradiantbeauty.com and you enter in MUATALKS30, you'll get 30% off of your purchase. There's also a web show that I'm on called Makeup Talks, where we talk about all the trials and tribulations that us as makeup artists go through. So I'll be making sure that I constantly post those things so that you can see it. Kelly, I don't want to speak too soon, but I think they also want to do something at BBB, so we could talk, you know, behind the scenes about that also.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk privately after. Yeah, but let me tell you something. I had a wonderful time. Let me tell you something. And I said this to Jason yesterday. The only problem that I had at the ball, okay, I didn't get to see none of the sex siren categories because I had to leave. The only problem I had at the ball, Jason, saved you hoes, mistake, because he wanted you hoes to have a good time, mistake. The only problem I had at the ball was the all the categories that I judged was the team performance. But the right team won. So congratulations to the Mugler and the Prodigy for winning. Bitch, congratulations to them, this day. That's the only thing that I had a problem with. Everything else, I had a wonderful motherfucking time. And I also, let me tell you something. I want to say congratulations to Corey Lavin for winning Runway for the Cash. But I want to big up to, I don't know the young man name from the house.
Corey Prodigy. You talking about Corey Prodigy?
No, not Corey Prodigy. Corey Prodigy did his thing as well. But the LaBeija All-American boy.
His name is Richard.
Richard, it is no motherfucking shade, Richard, babe. You fucked that shit all the way the fuck up. It's no shade, Miss Thing, bitch. If it was up to me, bitch, I would have gave you the cash. It's no motherfucking shade. I'm just saying. But go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, he fucked it up. You know, also shout out to all the femme queens that participated in Female Figure Runners of the House and Drags too. Shout out to the House of Balenciaga. I love you guys' production. Shout out to the House of West. I love y'all's, you know, entrance. Shout out to my house, the House of Prodigy, for snatching grand prize. And shout out to the House of Revlon for walking also and participating. I love the fact that, you know, for some reason, lately in ballroom, we kind of be losing or forgetting about our girls. And I was just so happy to see all the girls and all the houses competing, battling. It was really about the girls. It wasn't about nothing else but the girls. So shout out to all the girls that came out. I saw a lot of sisterhood, a lot of unity. And, you know, a lot of times we always watch the girls bicker and beef and have shade with each other. But to see the next day or even later on that night, the Western, the Prodigy girls hanging out and the Balenciagas and some of the Revlon girls hanging out, I thought that was really dope. So shout out to all the ladies of ballroom for making that category hot. Hopefully we can start seeing female figure runners of the house again, because right now, I can honestly say the Prodigy's got bragging rights, and we got the realest girls in ballroom, and I thank you.
I know that's right. Hold on, Jason. We got a couple of callers, but we're going to get back into the ball, and then I got a couple of more reads for you motherfucking hoes, bitch. 240-619. You're live on the air on another installment of Let's Talk Tuesday. Let's talk.
I don't want to disturb any type of thing that's so positive that what y'all doing. I was not at the ball. This is Bishop. I'm never at the balls, but I do see a lot of things. First of all, Jason, 100%, you did your thing on your live. And then on top of that, you have so many people that say they're believers of Samantha. My thing is, with what Kelly had said about Samantha, dealing with my capacity of my mental state or anything that I'm dealing with mentally, I can't take on anybody else's mental aspect at that point. So for the people that are saying that Kelly could have did this, Kelly could have did that, Jason could have did this, Jason could have did that, the mental aspect of anyone for themselves would not want to take on somebody else's mental aspect or someone else's mental situation that's going on with them, or drug situation. We all are diagnosed with something, or we all go through different things. My thing is, you worded it right, Kelly, and Jason, you definitely worded it right on your live. No matter what, I don't care what people think about me, the facts are the facts. Man, stay positive. Keep staying positive. Kelly, I know you're going to keep on staying positive about things. And, yeah, you know, that's
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Because, I mean, not that, I know Kelly wants to say something, too. But, Bishop, like, you know, I said on my live yesterday, Samantha's issue with her battle with those demons, I'm still going to keep her uplifted in prayer. I hope she's able to one day come out of that. Because, like, again, I've been knowing Samantha, you know, before her transition, when I was a little baby queen running around Philadelphia. So to see her act the way that she acts, it's heartbreaking to see it. But at the same time, too, y'all enablers out there that are enabling the situation and making a mockery of her and just, you know, recording her and making it seem like, you know, something funny, it's not funny. And the reason why my security put her out the ball was because she was in the back on the floor. She was rolling around. She was throwing drinks on, you know, it was just too much. So to keep the integrity of the ball, because like I said before, I had a big sponsor there. Black Radiance was in the building. Power 99 was there. Also Philadelphia Black Pride. You know, to keep the integrity of the ball, I did have her removed from the building because of that. And she said what she said, whatever the case may be. I went on live. I addressed it. I'm not going to talk about it no more.
Jason,
but again,
they're saying they can't hear you, that you're low, and you got feedback.
Oh, you know why? Because I had the live open on my page. Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me?
Go ahead, Jason. Talk there. Let us know.
I'm not going to keep addressing the Samantha James issue. You know, just keeping a straight head forward. But again, yeah, that was that. And also, shout out to T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison couldn't stay for the ball because she got booked. She was booked to do something in Memphis for her show, the Queen Supreme Court. But the Queen Supreme Court will be coming to Philadelphia. Me and Madison's going to be working on some stuff coming up soon. So when she's ready to talk about that and release the information, y'all will see that the Supreme Court in Philadelphia, I'm going to make sure that we get Kelly back down, you know, to fully involved with it too. So it's going to be really dope. So just look out for that.
Oh, I'm here for the shit. Hold on. We got a call. Let me tell y'all something. We ain't done with the ball yet. We taking some calls. We don't want to have these people on hold. We ain't done with the ball yet. It's some more categories we're going to talk about. Okay. 202-487. You're live on the air on Let's Talk Tuesday. Let's talk.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
I just wanted to say you look so pretty at the ball. I love your ponytail, and even your support for Samantha James, I was so happy to see you there. Like she said, you really covered her, you know, the best way you could. You know, you had somewhere to go, so you had to go. I just didn't feel it just really – that whole situation, it shows how – love is like the weapon that we have to. Love is the message. Love, and I think because of your love for her, she was able to kind of like you were calming her down. You know, you kept her mouth closed. You're like, no, we ain't gonna do all this. But because she felt your love, your energy, she was able to refrain from saying what she wanted to say. I feel really bad for her, but I don't want to have a pity party for her because she. It's not about her having pity, but I just believe that love is a message, and I just hope that she gets all the help that she needs. I love Samantha James, cookie-tookie. She is hilarious. She's very entertaining. Jason, you're a cool guy, and continue to be cool. And yeah. And
okay, hold on. Derek, if you don't remove your comment that you just made off of my live, Derek, I will have no other choice but to block you. I told you what we don't do over here. We don't do health reads, okay? So now you got 1, 2, 3 to get that motherfucking comment up off of my live, baby, before you get blocked. And I'm not here for the shit.
So I just wanted to say one more thing. What happened, Jason? I hear you cooking in the back. What happened to you with the games? What's going on? What happened to Juicing with the Jays on Tuesdays? What's going on?
Justin is dealing with stuff right now, so it would just be one day. And I can talk to myself by myself, so I'm not gonna sit on the radio and talk to myself when people listen but they don't interact.
Okay, hold on. So I'm gonna show you. So you got four pages. Since you got four pages, let's motherfucking play, baby. Cause you gonna have to go to one of those other four pages since you got four motherfucking pages. Okay? Since you got four pages. Yeah, you on my block list since you got four pages. Now go to one of those other motherfucking pages, and bitch, and I'm gonna block every motherfucking page, bitch. So you got about 18 minutes after I block the other three, bitch, to make a new motherfucking page, bitch. Oh, I'm here for the shit tonight.
No, he said he didn't need it.
Oh, it's too late, baby, honey. He's already blocked. And he got four pages. Oh, I'm here for the shit. Let me tell y'all something, Mistake Girl. When I don't give y'all a show, Mistake Bitch, for a week or two, Mistake Bitch, when I come back, y'all know I'm going to put on a motherfucking show, bitch, because I got to make up for those weeks that I missed.
Kelly, you've been so silly. Oh, my goodness. But no.
Okay, well,
can I say something
about the ballroom, Kelly?
Go ahead.
Also, you know, shout out to my three Butch Queens that did walk Butch Queen face with a twist. A lot of people.
Oh, no, we're going to get to that. We ain't done. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. We got another caller, but we'll let you stay right there for a few seconds, caller. We're going to get into some more categories, Sonny, because everybody on the live talk about, oh, y'all need to talk about this category, y'all need to talk about that category. Let me tell you something, okay? And it's no shame, Miss Thing Bitch, right? I got all my cash already in, and I was talking about this yesterday with Jason, honey, okay? I was talking about this yesterday when I was on my way coming from the doctor. If I can find me another $1,000 sponsor, bitch, okay? I am having Butch Queen face with a twist. I love that motherfucking category on motherfucking Saturday, bitch. I'm trying to find me another $1,000 sponsor, bitch, to do that category for motherfucking the BBB board. I love that motherfucking category. When I tell you, Miss Brandon, bitch, you was motherfucking kidding. Unmotherfucking toe, Miss Thing. But it's no motherfucking shade, Miss Thing, bitch. That will glare child, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? It's no shade, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't want nobody to take this as shade, Miss Thing, when I say this, Miss Thing. I knew what the category was, but then for a minute, Miss Thing, bitch, I thought it was like 5 years ago, Miss Thing, bitch, when a bitch used to get high, Miss Thing, and I thought I turned around and I took a bump, Miss Thing, bitch, and I missed the whole motherfucking segment of the motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, and they went to another motherfucking category, Miss Thing, and I thought it was Fem Queen Face, Miss Thing, bitch, and I thought Miss Layla Bing was coming out, Miss Thing. That motherfucking cow, bitch, was motherfucking sitting, bitch. When I tell you, bitch, I gag, Miss Thing. And the way he sold it, it was just so elegant. Bitch, it was every motherfucking thing. I got my life, bitch. I'm trying to find me a $1,000 sponsor, bitch, to add that to the BBB ball, bitch, because I got my motherfucking life, bitch. Go ahead, Jay.
And it's funny because, you know, when me and Caesar was first talking about categories for the list, I always felt like my one ballroom fupa was when I got in drag at Stewart Ball, and me and Anthony had walked. And, like, back during that time, they didn't, you know, lace fronts and all that shit wasn't really popular as of yet. So we talking about 10 years ago when Stewart had that damn there. So I was like, you know what? Let's bring the category back. That's the one time in ballroom that I can say that I look crazy. Even though I was sitting in the face, that dress was wrong. My hair was wrong. It was so many things that I did wrong in that moment that now looking back, I would do correctly. Hint, hint. So I might get up and drag one more time. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But in any event, shout out to Rico Balenciaga. Shout out to Joelle Mugler. And shout out to my son Brandon Milan. Thank you guys for, you know, bringing the category to life and doing y'all thing. I wish a lot of other butch queens, you know, would have walked. I think they probably got scared or psyched themselves out. But hopefully, if Kelly, if you find a sponsor, you, maybe they'll come out and, you know, walk in New York City.
Because, let me tell you something. Yeah. I want to see Anthony. I want to see Anthony West for that category, man. I want to see motherfucking exotic Miyake Uglia for that category.
I want to see DeAnthony Margiela
for that category, Mr.
Ryu.
I want the butch queens to come out, bitch, and I want them to gag the motherfucking children, mistake. Like, I really want, like, that category, bitch, that's how, let me tell y'all something. It's no shame, mistake, bitch. If I wasn't already having the BBB ball, bitch, and the categories wasn't already out, bitch, that's how the 5,000 happened with the Femme Queen from Jack Rumble Ball, bitch, when they came out, bitch. And it was like, oh, no, bitch, I need these girls to come and wick it up like that, bitch. But it's no shame, Miss Thing, bitch. You know, so we're going to talk about it. Okay, so let's talk about legendary. We're going to talk about legendary performance. And then after we talk about legendary performance, I'm going to go be messy again, honey, okay? Let me tell you something. Shout out to motherfucking Little James for winning. Shout out to Hank.
Yeah, shout out to Little James.
Shout out to motherfucking Shadira. Shout out to motherfucking to all the other
Davina,
legends that came.
Chloe.
I didn't mention Chloe and everybody. Let me tell you, I ain't mention one girl name, and I don't. I'm not. It's not shade. Let me tell you something, bitch. I gagged 2 weeks ago, bitch. Okay. Bitch, I fucking gooped. I was on motherfucking Facebook, bitch, and Boots, and it was Prodigy motherfucking sleepover that they had. Okay. And Boots posted up a motherfucking picture, okay? And when he posted up the picture, bitch, he said, it was a new name on Facebook, and he said, my legendary sis, Selena Prodigy. I fucking gagged, bitch, because I didn't even know Selena had fucking transitioned, bitch, okay? Bitch, motherfucking Selena looked motherfucking good. Hey, bitch, it's no motherfucking shade, bitch. When she fully get into her motherfucking transition, this thing, bitch, you hoes is gonna get.
It's gonna be a problem.
Shout out to Selena and her motherfucking transition, because I didn't even know she transitioned, bitch, okay? Y'all bitches over there in the House of Prodigy, y'all keep some motherfucking secrets, this thing, bitch, okay? But shout out to her, she looks good, this thing, bitch.
Thank you, Kelly, thank you. I mean, a lot of people don't know that.
If we could get more legendary performance categories like at the list, this thing, when the legends come out and they really vogue, like what made them legend, like they did this weekend, bitch. I would get my life for legendary performance to be on a lot of flyers. But if y'all bitches gonna come out and get senior citizen Vogue, then don't come out and Vogue. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. So let me tell you something. I don't want you girls to think, because I know like 6 different people that hit me up on Facebook and my phone and via the red phone and things of that nature and stuff of that nature, okay? And I was going to be a messy, nasty queen like I used to be back in the days, this thing, bitch. And, you know, y'all know how I be real messy, this thing, girl. And then, you know, and I have the people come up on the radio show and things of that nature. I decided I wasn't going to be messy, Miss Thing, and I told the girls I really wasn't going to talk about it. But then the girls said, oh, no, you're being biased and all types of things. So I really don't know the ins and the outs of this story, Miss Thing, but I'm going to talk about the story, child. I think the child name is Vinny Miyake Mugler, stole some bag or some sneakers from some boutique down in 4th Street in Philadelphia, and they got him on camera, Miss Thing, bitch, and got his picture up on Instagram and all types of things of that nature. If that's all I really know about the situation. I really don't know too much about the situation.
Well, the story's been
so let me tell you girls, Miss Thing, okay, and I keep telling you girls, and y'all girls don't want to listen to me, bitch, okay? Bitch, bitches don't want to listen to me. I parked 6 blocks away from the motherfucking store, bitch, when I did my shit that I did, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? I got away with everything that I did in the store, bitch. They followed me those 6 blocks from camera to camera to camera to camera, bitch, back to my motherfucking truck, bitch, and got my license plate. Y'all better stop playing with these people out here, Miss Thing, bitch. And then whatever trifling queen that went underneath that motherfucking post, Miss Thing, bitch, and gave his name underneath that post, Miss Thing, and told the girls that he was a part of the ballroom scene and he was in the house of Miyake Muglia, Miss Thing, you girls was messy, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all did not have to go up underneath that post, Miss Thing, and tell those people and tag his page and stuff, Miss Thing. Y'all was just being messy and trifling, girl. I'm just saying. But I had to talk about it.
Kelly,
because I don't want you girls to think that I'm holding you back. You know, it's my girlfriends and things, yeah. So I talked about it, okay? But go ahead.
Kelly, you hear me?
Yes.
The situation has been resolved. The bag has been returned. Honestly, I had spoke when somebody had sent me the picture. And when they sent me the picture, I had contacted Mark Mugler. And from talking to Mark, the person whose boutique it was is a popular person down here in Philly. And that person has a lot of gay friends and family members. So because of that, it wouldn't be hard to figure out, you know, who the individual was. I'm just glad that he did. You know, I spoke to Marlon.
Okay, so now since the situation is resolved, now that we know that the situation is resolved, I think that the boutique needs to take his picture up off of their Instagram.
Oh, they didn't take his picture off the Instagram?
No, his picture and stuff is still up on their Instagram.
Well, I know from Mark. Mark did say that, you know, she sent the email and said that she wasn't going to press any charges against him as long as he returned the bag, and the bag was being FedExed back. So I'm sure she probably got the bag today.
Okay, well, his picture and stuff need to be taken down off their Instagram if they got their merchandise back or they got their coins. It needs to be taken down off his Instagram. I'm just saying, bitch, okay? Listen, if I return your shit, Miss Thing, bitch, take my picture up off your Instagram, Miss Thing, bitch. Don't be having me up out there, Miss Thing, bitch, you know? People thinking that I'm still stealing this shit, Miss Thing. I returned your shit, Miss Thing. I'm just saying. That's just how I feel. I'm just saying.
I had a conversation with Marlon about this, too. People coming to Philadelphia, please don't think that Philadelphia is not burnt out when it comes to that type of stuff. Philly is burnt. You cannot come down here doing nothing crazy because it's burnt out. We burned Philly out a long time ago.
Baby, first of all, Miss Thing, it is 2019, bitch. Why you bitches still out here whoop wop ba wop ba wop wop wop, Miss Thing? When shit is so... Listen, let me tell you something, right? If you can't afford to go to Gay Pride weekend, don't go, okay? Because you already know. Let me tell you something. I go to Philly. I'm in Philly all the time. I'm in Philadelphia, okay? The hotel I normally stay at in Philadelphia, I'm not going to tell y'all the hotel I normally stay at, bitch, but I go to hotels tonight, and I get that hotel for $100, $109, baby, okay? The shit was $300-something for Gay Pride, bitch. I said, okay, I'm taking my ass to Philly, and I'm coming right back, bitch. I can't afford that, bitch. If you can't afford Gay Pride weekends, bitch, stay the fuck up out of these motherfucking states, Miss Thing. You know it's reasonable prices on a regular basis when you go for a regular ball, but when you go to Gay Pride, you're going to be inflating the prices. Y'all can't afford this shit. Why you going out here trying to woo-wop and do all types of shit like that? And then you got to come back to your room, bitch, and then your key ain't working, bitch, and you got to go down to the front desk and all types of shit, or you up in the room already and they call and talk about, can you please come downstairs, your payment and shit ain't... Girl, stop! I'm just saying, okay? 202-670, you live on the air.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Kelly, I just had to call in and say I love the way you work. When I saw you on the live with Samantha, I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? One more thing I just think that could really, I think you could do, maybe you could, you know, spearhead this whole thing that would really to benefit the community is to have an interview with her to really talk about her story, because there are so many people in the community going through similar things, especially the trans girls that really haven't had someone really voice and tell their story. You know, you've worked with people who came out of prison. You've had your story with coming out of prison. You've told your story. I think between you and Caesar, it'd be really good if somebody really sit down and had a serious talk with her, let her tell her, share her story with everybody.
She has, though.
Let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you something, and I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna say this, right? Until somebody, over the years, I've been in ballroom coming this September, it'll be 23 years I've been in the scene, right? And every time, and I went to prison twice, and I went to jail 5 times outside of going to prison twice, okay? And every time I came home, I said that I was going to do better and I was going to change. But you can't help someone until they're ready to help themselves. So all of those other
right.
6 times that I went to jail and I went to prison, I wasn't willing to help myself and I wasn't willing to change. This time I came home, I was willing to change so I could have people here to help me. I love Samantha Down, but until Samantha is willing to change, it is nothing that no one is going to say or that's going to do that's going to make her look at anything that she's doing different. Okay? And it's
right,
a lot
right.
of people out here, and I'm not even going to say that. But it's a lot of people that's out, because I was about to say something, but I'm not going to say that. But it's a lot of y'all out here are enabling these people when it comes to things, okay?
Right.
They enabled, okay? And this is another thing that I didn't talk about, and I should have talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but I was going on with my surgery, okay? A lot of you people enabled Yolanda when she had her rants and things on Facebook, okay? Y'all enable Samantha James when she does what she does, and y'all do what y'all do for her. Y'all enable her to continue to do what she does. But outside of what I was about to say about Yolanda, a lot of you girls, y'all sat here for weeks, and they read me down for what I said about Yolanda and everything. What I said about Yolanda, it is no way that I can take back anything that I said. But when it came to Yolanda's funeral and her memorial service, all you girls that was asking about it on April 5th, ain't none of you girls is in the motherfucking building. So all of you girls act like y'all here for the shit and y'all really care about these people. Y'all making posts and want sympathy and want people to come up underneath your posts and like your posts and comment up on your posts. But all you bitches that made posts and was asking when was her funeral, when was her memorial, none of you bitches was at her motherfucking shit. Shout out to the motherfucking Iconic House of motherfucking Jordan. Shout out to baby Jordan and all the people that was there at her funeral and her mother and everything. But none of you bitches that was asking about it, or none of you bitches that made a post about it or act like y'all really motherfucking here, was at this girl motherfucking service. So stop acting like y'all here for the shit when it comes to these girls, because y'all not really here for the shit, because actually all of you bitches that's out here are enabling these girls to continue to do the things y'all do when you comment and you share their lives and you big them up and you do the things you do. You're enabling them to hurt themselves because you know they're not in the right state of mind, but you enable them by sharing their lives and egging them on and cash-apping and doing the things you're doing. You enable them to keep doing what they're doing, but then when they hurt yourself, all of you girls are sitting up on Facebook and you're gagging that they don't hurt themselves and they don't pass on and they don't went to the pearly gates of heaven, but ain't none of you bitches actually here for them when they was actually here and they was going through something. I'm just saying.
Right, and Kelly, one more thing, and you just made a good point. A lot of people always want to read and say, oh, y'all, where were the people to help them? Where was the support? Like you said, individuals can't get better until they want to and they want to accept the help. By you having a conversation with her, you let her know that the community is still there for her when she's ready for help. And, you know, that's all people can do is just let people know they're there when they're ready. And that's all I have to say. You can put me on hold.
Whenever she's ready, whenever she's ready for help, baby, trust and believe, baby. I will be here for her, bitch. All she gotta do is call me, bitch. I'm only an hour and 5 minutes away on the Excella train. I'm here for her, okay? I'm here for her whenever, okay? To everybody that's on this live, this JUSSKELLY, it's about to cut off on Instagram this first live, but I'm still on Instagram live on my JU. double S underscore K-E-L-L-Y. So y'all better go jump over there because y'all know Instagram Live is only an hour, honey. So y'all better go jump on this other one, honey, okay? Because I'm still over here on this other Instagram Live. Y'all better go jump over here real quick because this one about to cut off. And you know you can't start another one real right after you are in this one. So y'all better jump over here real quick, honey. I'm still here. Or get on Facebook or get on YouTube, honey. I'm still here. Okay, yeah, but I want to thank you for definitely calling in. But I love Samantha, and Samantha, trust me, Samantha is definitely going to get the help she needs and the love and the encouragement from the right people. She just has to have the right people in her corner. Trust and believe. She's gonna be great. Thank you, caller. We have another caller. Is 808-203-260. You're live on the air on another installment of Let's Talk Tuesday. Let's talk.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I was listening, and I had a comment, and I wanted to re-quote what, you know, Selvin had said at a conference that I've seen on Ballroom Throwbacks. The problem starts with us. We need to stop pointing the finger and trying to point blame on these people. Half of the people are going through things, and people are encouraging them to do it, whether they know it or not. By you sitting there bashing somebody online or keying about them, and these people are actually watching. This is why most celebrities turn to drugs, is because it's us.
Yeah,
it's us sitting here behind these keyboards thinking we're judging these people, and these people have feelings, and these people may not have, you don't know what somebody's going through. You never know what somebody's going through, but by you sitting there, sitting behind the keyboard thinking it's okay to bully somebody, I consider it bullying. Like I said, always said, I hate a bully.
It's a form of virtual reality bullying. Yes, it is. It's internet bullying. Yes, it is.
So I feel like it starts with us, and it needs to end with us. All this, these kids killing themselves, or all these people talking about they being depressed, and people making a key or a mockery about people with depression is not funny. It's no longer funny. But when they die, they want to be the first one. Oh my God, they what? Oh, rest in peace, knowing that they was one of the people sitting behind the keyboard talking bad about this person.
And yeah, it's always those girls. Those are the first ones that make the post and put the post up when these girls are passed away and went on training. But the same ones that was enabling them and the same ones that was reading them and talking shit about them and all types of things. Please, bye, girl.
They did the same thing to Whitney. They did the same thing to Bobby Christina. They did the same thing to Michael Jackson. Like, it needs to stop. And people think it's okay. It's not okay.
It's
it
bad.
Is not,
it's
but
bad.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is 240-619. You're live on the air.
I'm back on the air. I had to say this real quick. Okay, I still deal with drug addiction. I still deal with drinking. This is my thing, though. I had to come to a certain extent where I had to understand that I have a problem. I still go to NA meetings every week, even when I'm working with mental health and intellectual disability people, adults. My thing is that you can't tell your story high. You can't tell it high. You can't tell it drunk. Because the thing is, the feeling's not going to come out there because you subsiding the feelings when you're getting high. I see a whole rack of people on social media. I've done it myself, that have done lives high, drunk. I'm talking about me, period. And it did not make sense at the end of the damn night. And when I woke up in the morning, like, damn, I said that shit. And I was high as a motherfucker, or I was drunk as hell. But no one could understand me. They did not understand me. I was expecting the likes. I was expecting the hearts and the thumbs up. But no. No one couldn't understand me because the simple fact is that, yes, I was high. when you start to get sober, and I've been in this standpoint, when you get sober, feelings come up that you don't even know about. Feelings come up about your past. You start to look back at your past. Then on top of that, you don't even know what you're looking at, but you could be feeling that type of way, and then next thing you know, you want to share it. And then when you share it, it makes so much sense. When you share it to the social media, it makes so much sense to where people are understanding you. I've seen Samantha, when she was sober, and I know she was sober, when she made lives, where people were actually like her believers. She didn't say nothing about believers. She was talking about herself and what she was dealing with at that point. What we have to understand is anybody that is dealing with a drug addiction or trying to subside the drug addiction or arresting it, we must know our own problem. And the thing is, at the end of the day, our story will be told better if we are sober, because we are entering our feelings into what we are going through at that moment. And when I say that, and I'm going to leave it at this, I could be long-winded, but I'm just telling you guys to pray for me. Pray for anybody that is someone that has an addiction. Through the LGBT community, Q community, for me, my life is changing tremendously. But, yes, through the LGBT community, I'm going to always respect and know where I came from. And the thing is that these things and situations that can happen in our lives, we cannot subside them by doing what we do. Samantha, if you're listening, write a book, but write it sober. That's what I'm about to do.
Thank you, Bishop. Okay, Jason Prodigy, are you still there? Anything else you want to talk about the ball?
I'm still here. No, I mean, I don't really have much. Oh, yes, I do. I'm lying. Shout out to Chip Malone for winning Realness for the 500 and then also winning Twist for the 500, making him the true $1,000 Realness with a Twist. Shout out to him. Shout out to Scooter Balenciaga for winning Old Way. Shout out to Sex Siren. Sex Siren got me.
Scooter Milan. He's a Milan.
Scooter Milan. Sorry, I said Balenciaga. My fault. Scooter Milan. Excuse me. Also, shout out to the Sex Sirens that came out and walked. Hopefully, a lot of ball promoters will start having that category where the Sex Sirens are fully dressed, because everything looks different when people got clothes on versus clothes off. And sometimes I think that we get so caught up in Sex Siren being a nice body and all of those things. A guy can be sexy and be fully clothed. So shout out to everybody that walked and won. My overall father, Kenyon Prodigy, ended up winning for Legendary Sex Siren and overall for the cash. Kenyon walked. Tarzan Balenciaga won Catboy. There was another Balenciaga that won for Junior. I don't remember all the ones on the top of my head. Sorry, y'all. But overall, I was just very pleased with the ball. Thank you again for everybody for coming to Philadelphia. Next year, we will be returning. Same place, same time, same location probably. But this next year's theme is going to be Party Monster. I'm going back to Party Monster, so the list will be retired for 1 year. So next year, get ready for the Party Monster Ball Part 2. And the categories will be dropping sometime later this year and all of the things. So thank you guys so much for coming to Philadelphia Black Gay Pride and celebrating with me, myself, in Philadelphia. And, yeah, that's it.
Okay, hold on. We got one private caller, and then we up out of here, honey, because we done ran over late. It was only supposed to be an hour. We got one private caller.
Oh, what's going on, Kelly, Miss Raheem? Oh, if I the last
caller.
Yeah,
you're the last caller of the night, so let's talk.
Oh, my God, girl, I'm feeling kind that I'm the last caller. First of all, let me get into this ball. Jason, baby. The ball was cunt, and I'm here for the shit, okay? Let me talk about Kenyon. Yeah, he definitely did that. Hey, Kenyon, shout out to Kenyon, okay? Baby, suck, vibrant. But, Kelly, I wanted to get into this topic. Yeah, I want to get into this topic because I feel some kind of way about the community, girl.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before you get into this topic, before you get into the topic, congratulations on your win, honey, Father LaVon Mizrahi, honey, on your pretty boy win. Congratulations, NYC Father LaVon Mizrahi, on your win for pretty boy realness at the listeners. Go ahead, Corla.
Oh, also, shout out to Shadira. She definitely did her thing. She took me back.
Yes, she did.
Girl.
Uh-huh. Back.
That was performance. You girls gotta look and listen, okay? No shade. But, yeah, I want to talk about what we were talking about earlier. Is that okay? Can we revisit that, Kelly?
What? About the trans girls?
Oh, no. You know, just the scene and how the scene we really, you know, be chewing these kids out and be spitting them out in the same girl
well,
and to the point where they
be
ready to run to the alley
and
get on drugs and all kinds of things. All
right. So last week, I went to the doctor, right? And it was last Monday I went to the doctor, and it was this young lady at the doctor, and she said, "You the girls from the videos, right?" So I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about, bitch." Okay, like listen, if you don't know my name or who I am, and I'm just the girl from the video, I don't know who you are. So she was like, "I see you someplace. I know you." So somebody wants to tell somebody that's with me at the doctor wants to tell them all, but yeah, that's her. And then her first thing she said is, "Oh, I want to be a part of the ballroom." I sat there for like 40 minutes listening to a conversation she was having, okay? I told her when she told me that, I said, "Baby, I said ballroom is not for you, baby, okay? I said ballroom is going to spit you up and chew you out. You got to have tough skin. And listening to your conversation, this is not for you, okay?"
Mm-hmm.
Baby, no shade. Ballroom. Not for a lot of people. If you are a person that can't be judged by people, if you're a person that can't take the slick in the windows that Jack throws that bitches don't catch until the next day on live, and then all the girls is keying at you because you ain't catching at the ball, and you sit it, it's not for you. If you can't feel. Deal with Jason on the panel and you coming and walking face and Jason making you turn to the right and turn to the left and seeing that you got a bump
and
all types
and bitch,
of blemishes, chopping
you,
bitch, and letting you know why he chopped. No. And, bitch, if you can't
the bitch
deal
Jason
with a bitch like
chop
Jason
you.
On the panel and I see from the back that you ain't what it is from the back and I chop you, bitch, ballroom ain't for you. Because there's
it's
a lot
not.
Of things that happen that people can't deal with. And if you are already dealing with mental and psychological problems outside of ballroom and with your family and your transition and all types of things like that, this is not the place for you.
Girl, and that's what I'm saying. And you know what? My thing is this. If we already know that we are a community that's already unstable, we already come from backgrounds and homes that are broken, we come from places and things that are not for us, and then we treat each other like shit in this thing and be introducing the children to drugs and be chopping the children for no reason. Because it's one thing to be judged fairly, but it's another thing to be doing things out of spite. And that's what the children be facing. And that's why the girls like to fucking do dope and shoot shit up their fucking veins, and then they do all this crazy fucking shit, and then 20, 30 years later when they fucking grown ass people, they cutting the fuck up still. So I just need a community to get their shit together. Stop your shit. Like the icon Sanaya, stop your shit. We need to do better. We as grown ass people need to do a little bit better for these fucking children and say, so that way they know what the fuck they need to do and how to handle the stress so they're not fucking shooting up dope. And that's what I have to say, Miss Day, because we all have fucking problems, Miss Day, but sometimes the children are placed into circumstances that are unfair, and that's not right. Okay, baby. The ballroom baby will chew you up and spit you the fuck out. Baby, sometimes this is all the children have, and we just gonna treat the children like shit, like they don't mean nothing, fucking beating up the children in the fucking alley, slicing bitches, throwing piss on bitches. I mean, why do we treat each other like shit? Bitch, the white folks don't do each other like that. Why do we do it to each other, baby? I'm not here for it. I'm not. So, baby, you know, all we can do is pray, but we need to do our own self-reflections. We need to do a little bit better for our own damn selves before we want to come out here and start helping others, bitch, because if your ass is not in right state and frame of mind to be a mother, to be a father, to be a sister, to one of your LGBTQ comrades and allies, bitch, your ass don't need to be in the scene, because this is why the problem begins in the first place. Okay? Mm.
Well, close the show out. I don't really got nothing to say after you. End the show.
Yeah, Miss Kelly, I'm here for the shit. I'm one of your biggest fans, Miss Kelly. And I don't fucking, I'm not here for that.
I have nothing else to say. Close out the show, because you listen to the show all the time. So end the show. I have nothing else to say. End the show, and I'm going to end the live.
Baby, y'all been in, tuning in to the Just Kelly Show. You know, Miss Thane, we always here, you know, on Tuesdays doing what we do. If you here for the shit, make sure you subscribe, Miss Thane, and we will be back next week. It's the Just Kelly Show. Yeah, can we talk Tuesdays? Yeah, Miss Thane, girl, I'm here for the shit.
Good night. I'll see
you. Bye-bye. Toodaloo, ta-ta. Bye-bye, Jason. You looking all cute and thing. You look over, Miss Thane, girl.